Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. It's Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. How's everybody tonight on the fall equinox? We have the new moon in Virgo and the equinox at 0 degrees Libra. So there's a lot of action going on. The new moon in Virgo, which is a solar eclipse, is happening tonight, and the fall equinox tomorrow, September 22nd. And they have to be taken together because they are happening within 24 hours of each other. They are harmonious with each other. Here's a note for you. I have been talking about leaders falling from power as we get to this Virgo new moon. It seems like this has already begun. Japan lost its leader. France seems to be in quite a revolution with many demonstrations in the street. People are asking President Macron to stand down. America just lost Charlie Kirk, and King Charles has an incurable cancer. There's a lot happening here. The Nepal government has collapsed. The UK is under immense pressure. The deputy prime minister was forced to resign, and the UK ambassador to the US was fired. Which, of course, the influence is affecting the EU, the European Union. There's more to come with leadership and government these next few months. The last time Pluto was in Aquarius in 1777 through 1798, we had both the French and the American revolutions. We are seeing the energy spark again this time around, 240 years later. Another thing I spoke about, and we're in Virgo energies, is how health has been handled in the past. A lot is coming out about this issue. I have a friend that I went to high school with named John McHugh. He's a lawyer in New York. He's a vaccine lawyer, and he's one of the top in the world. What he would do when one of the girls got pregnant on the block is he would go over and visit them and advise them about vaccines. He has always said that it's not good to have 3 and 4 vaccines together. You should have one at a time. I remember when my babies were vaccinated, and my doctor would not give 3 or 4 together. He had them come every 30 days to get one, like the measles shot, and then the smallpox, and then the chicken pox. He would not put them together. That's a very interesting fact. It's interesting because I know that when they've been put together, many, many children react in an unhealthy way. So we are in the middle of changing this routine that everybody's so used to. After all, it stops doctor visits, but it's not good for your child. That's just one example. Expect lots more news from the World Health Organization as well as the United States, especially with the COVID shot. The bigger issue here is trust with external authority. This is all a part of the process of stepping into our sovereignty. With our inner authority, there are questions abound. Have we given away our power to external authorities that we trusted with having the highest good for humanity within their heart? This is happening right across the world with this solar eclipse, which represents beginnings. Solar eclipses are beginnings. Lunar eclipses are endings. It's at 29 degrees Virgo, and you know that's a critical degree. We are beginning to see this imbalance in a big way. The sign of Virgo rules your health. Solstices and equinoxes are not just a one-time thing, just one day. It's a reverberating energy for the next 3 months. It's like the first coat of paint. There's more to come. All of the astrological aspects are layers on top of this energy. And it lasts up to the winter solstice in December. This equinox is more powerful because it's accompanied with a Virgo eclipse at a crisis degree. 2025 has been a 9 year of endings, finalities, churning up buried issues, and what we haven't finished yet. And we haven't finished the year yet either. The next 3 months bring a very strong crescendo of endings and new beginnings, partly because Pluto in Aquarius on August 29th went out of bounds to the south and will remain there until November 23rd. When Pluto is out of bounds during an eclipse, the power will begin to shift back to the people. It's been a revolutionary phase in history. A challenge to leadership, churches, kings, governments. It appears that the world is in a top-down government right now. When Pluto goes out of bounds to the north, top-down governments get reinforced. However, it's now going to the south. Pluto will be in Aquarius for a long time, and in the next 10 years it will be out of bounds between the fall equinox and winter solstice every year. This won't happen again for 1,000 years. What this energy is saying is that we are likely to see more revolutionary behavior. This could be on the streets, as it has been in Paris, the United States, and in many other countries in the world. This can also be a revolution in consciousness, a shift in perception, in energy and focus. This time around, we're experiencing part of Pluto and Aquarius out of bounds. It doesn't have to be people in the streets demonstrating. It's a revolution. It's a change in your inner consciousness. It's also interesting that over this 3 month period, we have an interstellar object of the 3I Atlas. This does not appear in space as a comet. For information on this, check with Stefan Burns, Stefan Burns, Burns. He's the one that studies what this new space asteroid is doing. The speed is 60 kilometers a second. Originally, the scientists thought it was a comet because that was most likely, and there were two previous ones. This is the third space object that we're seeing, and Atlas was the first observatory to spot it, so it's called the 3I Atlas. This has such strange behavior and characteristics that people are seeing that it's not a comet. We really don't know what it is yet, but we do know that it's not a comet. By the time it reaches perihelion at the end of October, it will be very tightly aligned with the ecliptic plane of our solar system. It's traveling very fast. It comes from way out in space. We don't know where it comes from, or why it was launched, or exactly where it's headed. It's remarkable that it's aligning with our ecliptic solar system plane. We are discovering more about it by the day. It's closest to Mars on October 3rd. Then it gets close to the sun in late October. It's close to our solar system, October through November, but closest to Earth on December 19th. That's remarkable in itself, because that's right smack on the Capricorn winter solstice. In addition, we have channeled information that we're in a period of gestation that began last March at the Aries equinox, when we had the Ark of the Covenant in the sky, which I talked about at the time, and it was on March 23rd. And we're now entering this new energy, the final trimester of the gestation period, to give birth to the new galactic consciousness. It's like birthing a baby, and that happens at the Capricorn winter solstice. It's apparent that this is not the same old Libra equinox by any means. There are so many other astrological cycles closing, as well as Pluto being out of bounds south. The Capricorn winter solstice, the three-eye atlas being closest to the Earth. I believe that this new space stranger has high intelligence. I believe it will bring in new information from new areas of space, and that it will be of great benefit to humanity. The energy may well magnify this demonstrational shift. All of the aspects are converging at this birth of a new consciousness that astrologers across the world are asking about. We have a new human forming, a future human, and a change in our biology. Because the fall equinox happens at 0 degrees Libra, 0 degrees of a cardinal sign, it's actually activating several orbiting bodies that are orbiting between 0 and 2 degrees of their sign. This is a cosmic announcement of new beginnings. If you have any planets between 0 and 2 degrees of any sign, you will be feeling this Pluto, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus effect. It's also the last Libra equinox where we will have the Saturn retrograde in Pisces. Saturn will move back into Aries very early in the new year. Saturn will join Neptune at 0.44 Aries in the cosmic reset on February 20th, 2026. Between now, the Libra equinox, and February 2026, this planet will be cleaning up unfinished business. See where 28 degrees Pisces falls in your birth chart. You may find that that area of life, you either have more responsibility or hard work. If it falls in your fourth house of home in the mother, you may be doing some home repairs or redecorating. If it falls in the eighth house of money, other people's money, insurance, taxes, you may be applying for a loan or a mortgage, or you may need to pay extra taxes or file an insurance claim. In terms of the global picture, this will very much give us a reality check on things connected to Pisces. The media, film, Hollywood, TV, or people involved with those industries. For example, Robert Redford just passed away. Trump is arguing with Tom Hanks. Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel have just lost their jobs. This is what I'm talking about with the astrological effects. There will also be a focus on truth, deception, lies, altered states, alcohol and drugs of all kinds, pharmaceuticals, vaccines. This focus is happening now across the world. Another focus will be on water. 0 degrees of Aries, Pisces, on Aries, with Neptune and Pisces coming out of Aries, and this can bring water shortages. With Neptune being on the world axis, it can emphasize too much water. Flooding. Any planet on the axis makes the symbol of the sign bigger. it expands. I sense there will be some amazing issues centered around water, toxicity, pollution. We have not treated water well. We have not treated the earth well, and we have not treated nature well. Neptune is sitting at 0 degrees Aries. It retrogrades back into Pisces on October 20th until February 2026. Even though Neptune is about the oceans and the open seas, because it's on the degree of primal fire, Aries, it can also emphasize fire. This has been really tragic in Canada, America, and Australia. There's been a lot of loss, and it has been really tragic. Please work with your daily meditations and join the World Meditation Group at 7 p.m. Sunday evening, wherever you are, at your 7 p.m. That way, the prayer energy is continued for 24 hours around the world. Be calm, peaceful, loving. We really do make a difference, and we're coming together in big numbers at this time. Focus on crime, wars, real horrors, and extreme weathers. Focus to calm everything down and to eliminate most of it. We are going to see a lot of extreme weather ahead. We have a great solar activity. We have the three-eyed Atlas passing close by, and we're in the peak of a solar cycle 25. We have had a lot of earthquakes and volcanic activity as well. Luckily, most of it has been underwater in the ocean, but this activity will continue to increase as our planet Earth goes through her own rebirth. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this important message. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly cosmic tip, week of September 22nd through September 28th, 2025. On September 21st, the new moon in the last degree of Virgo coincides with a solar eclipse. It is opposite Saturn and Neptune and forms a grand trine with Uranus and Pluto. The exact kite figure formed a few days earlier with Mercury appears again. Even though we may feel the cooler air as fall enters at the equinox on the 21st and 22nd, things are toasty and hot in the bedroom as Mars moves into Scorpio on Monday, which is a sign of carnal desire. Mars will remain in Scorpio until November. On Tuesday, a day later, the Sun enters Libra and brings the equinox, reaching exact opposition to Neptune on the 23rd and the exact trine to Uranus and Pluto on the 24th. Mars and Scorpio will square Pluto on the 24th, so expect to hear some kind of aggressive action on the world stage. This new moon could bring some challenges, even though the kite figure indicates the potential for some kind of harmonious realization or resolution. For something new to emerge, the old and outdated must make way. Without a vision for the future, this can be a worrisome process. The operation between Saturn, Neptune, and the Sun, Moon indicating disorder and confusion. It may be difficult to see where to begin due to an abundance of workload, but electric energy and good times wait for you in the evening. Power struggles, fights, and drama may suddenly bring disruption for reasons that are not always apparent. Readjusting processes and systems require patience and attention, whether in everyday life or in your business matters. The tension between Mars and Pluto on Wednesday indicates they need to let go of unnecessary things, voluntary or involuntary. Health issues are also a focus at this time. Pay particular attention to a balanced diet now. Solace may be found in the evening as the energy begins to soften. Ruffled feathers can be smoothed out on Friday, which is a great day to reach out, make amends, and get back on the same page with family members. Take enough time to make decisions during this period, and don't let stress or fears put you under pressure. This is a good time to examine where you invest unnecessary energy in relationships, business, or other things that ultimately no longer serve you. If you recognize such attachments in your life, consciously letting go can create the space where the seeds for something new can find the best conditions for growth. It forecasts to be a mellow weekend. Saturday, September 27th, is a choice day for lounging around, while Sunday favors stepping out to a museum, a place of intellectual interest, and perhaps a good book or a good movie. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. As the Libra eclipse opposes Saturn and Neptune and Aries, it's an activator. It is at the very first degree of the zodiac, 0 degrees Aries, and it brings in potentiality. The Libra sun says, okay, what are you going to do with that clear potential? There's a lot of extra creative juice here because Pisces and Libra are the most creative signs in astrology. We have 10 orbiting bodies in cardinal signs right now as well. The Sun, the Moon, Neptune, Jupiter, Chiron, and several dwarf planets. The cardinal signs bring us action, and believe me, there will be plenty of action packed into these next 3 months. What are we yearning for? What are we activating? What are we bringing in? Neptune, the dreamer, the inner creator. So many people are yearning for a very different life. What are we dreaming in, and what are we willing to do to take a risk? That's Aries. Begin to write out a plan for your dream because there will be a lot of changes in this next 6 months and you can work with the plan. It's always good to have that in writing. It makes the plan stronger and it brings in your same conditioned powers and abilities. You can launch a new life, a new idea, a new passion. If you want to change your geography, plan a big move, perhaps it would be better to wait for some of this turbulence to get over. It may be your best time after New Year's 2026 or right after that February 20th reset. Slow and easy wins the race as things begin to settle down a little. 2025 is the 9 year. In numerology, that's a year of endings. We're in the middle of all that. 2026 is a 1 year and brings in a whole new beginning. Astrologically, all of the outer planets will have moved into their new sign by the end of April 2026 for the rest of their cycle. All new energy, all fresh energy, all are direct, not retrograde, not going back and forth as they have been this year. 2026 is the time for any major big moves. Of course, you can start any creative project at any time, but there's a lot happening these last 3 months of 2025. Your choices are more important than they ever have been. Choices, because of the gravity, frequency, and importance of the time we're in. Choices are critical. Where are you putting your focus? At this time, your focus is your superpower. The everyday focus is what you bring into manifestation. In the quantum world, your focus energizes the quantum ingredients to begin to bring in your manifestation package into reality. When you write, your choice and focus are like a neon sign in your brain. Stick up post-it notes everywhere. Remember, choice and focus. Remember, choice and focus. All this will teach us to be masters of our energy, our brain, our frequency, our set point of frequency going forward. Whatever you're focusing on, get into a really powerful momentum. If you're in fear, you can get on a roll of more fear and more scary things. That can be your timeline. Do I think there will be more wars on this timeline? Absolutely. 100%. I'm not going to sweeten it or deny it. But this doesn't have to be your focus or your timeline. There are lots of other timelines and two collective timelines. One timeline is based on fear, and one timeline is based on love. If you're caught up in a narrative about the awfulness of everything, and it is awful, you will magnetize you more things to become fearful of. I know this is hard, and I may sound like I'm giving out some tough love. People are going to go through some awful tragedies right now. Many friends all around me, people close to me, and it's been heartrending. I'm certainly not pretending that everything is rosy, but as you know, the more we energize that, the more it will step into our reality. This can be in your conversations, your social network, what you look at. I'm afraid, ain't it awful? But if you focus on love, which is really invisible, joy, peace, compassion, community coming together, it's invisible while the fear timeline is so dramatic and right in your face. However, if we're going to create something different and way better than we've ever known, we have to have the discipline to focus on love, joy, and compassion, peace, and gratitude. We have to find ways to do that. And most important, we must always be aware that we have a choice. Yes, we have a dream, but are we actually going to manifest this for ourselves? Are we going to take that risk? Especially in the early part of 2026, many of us want to jump off the grid and have our own lives outside of the mainstream because we're recognizing all of the moral bankruptcy that's around. It seems this has been a necessary part for the collective in order to take that necessary step and walk into your awakening. Uranus trines Pluto. That brings us the big picture. Uranus also sextiles Neptune and Saturn. This is completely unique astrology. We are having cosmic help with transmuting darkness into light. Energetically, the energy is making people who have violated sacred law see the light, transmuting the dark into light, because the buck stops here. No more. We have some very clear themes happening. We have four planets connected to Libra, connecting to the law and balance. Many legal issues will be coming up at this time, but this Libra energy helps us to find balance, harmony with nature. Many of us have abandoned that and yearn to get back to that equilibrium, coming back to a real love of the earth, where everything operates in oneness and harmony. More and more people are being drawn to this kind of venture, regenerative farming, permaculture, whatever. We also have a beautiful grand trine in air. Pluto is at 0 degrees Aquarius. Uranus is at 0 degrees Gemini. And the Sun is at 0 degrees Libra. Air is about ideas, our social systems. This is a brilliant and energetic gift for the birth of new ideas. How society will operate. How our communities will come together. A greater understanding of our consciousness, frequencies, and neural networks. With Pluto in Aquarius and Uranus in Gemini, we're going to make huge discoveries about our consciousness. Also, huge discoveries about space and the universe. We'll go deeper into the cosmos and discover more about it. And presto, the 3-eye atlas turns up. It's perfect timing. I think this object way out in space will give us a great deal of information about our galactic connections. In 2026 and beyond, we are entering a whole new phase of consciousness. Galactic consciousness. We could have a lot more discoveries of the deep seas and oceans, which can provide potential new plant food, new medicines, all kinds of things, along with new forms of life at a deeper level. Inner Earth beings, who are very advanced in their intelligence, are being discovered in Antarctica. Venus rules this Libra equinox, the planet of love. So our discoveries will be revolutionary, both in the universe and deep within our oceans and seas. Love with Virgo energies. We're having greater love being birthed right now. Virgo connects us back to ancient wisdom, ancestors, shamanism, plant medicine, essential oils, ancient forms of healing. There is also a sense of purification with Virgo. I've talked a lot about the finger of God, which is a long-term energy, lasting 2 to 3 years. It's being energized by Uranus and Gemini, an energy we've never known before as a collective. It may not only be about this new Earth, but also fertility. Scorpio is linked to medicine, and Jupiter in Cancer is a sign of motherhood. More information are going to come out about this combination as well. Mars rules state and individual power. It brings in the revolutionary theme, but also willpower and focus. This energy will help us focus and make our choices more wisely. The people are wanting very much for the Earth to be reborn and regenerated. Before that can happen, we need to remove the negative and make room. We need to bring ourselves out of chaos and into joy. We do have the recognition that we cannot create from chaos, because then we only get more chaos. We can shift our frequency by coming together in community, raising our frequency to joy, and create from joy. We are coming into social consciousness and multidimensional consciousness. We will be taking a high view of issues and become very possibility-oriented as well. Infinite possibilities are coming up. That's what Deepak Chopra always thought. Infinite possibility. Many of us have a sense of transitioning from one world and entering another. I think we are going to go through some tremendous shift in consciousness, starting now, through the next 50 years to 2076. Our 24th chromosome is coming back, linking us to our multidimensional ability. Our bodies are changing as I speak to you tonight. This is such a powerful energy, a powerful time. We are going to discover more about water and light. Water carries centuries of knowledge that can be translated by light. We are gravitationally organized bodies of light, molecular crystals. We are 99% water. Frequency affects the coherency and structure of water. We have so much to learn going forward, and the more we can receive and absorb through staying in peace, staying in joy and compassion, the more we will transcend our consciousness. These are coherent emotions. As we meditate and go within, we affect every cell in our body, our heart, our feelings, how we affect other people, and what effect we have on other people. We can now add blessings to our water as we drink. Bless and visualize our dreams as we take a drink of water. The angels claim that if 35% of us bless our water, that will zip us along and take us to unity consciousness, lickety-split. Put your right hand over the top of your glass and bless the water. Take a deep breath, feel the light all around you, and say, "Bless you and thank you, water, for your life-giving and health-giving properties, for your removal of negativity and lifting the clouds for clarity, and whatever else unseen you can bring into my life. Bless you, water." Try to give time to this process because it will really be helpful to you in the next 3 months and more. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. It's time to take our break and listen to our song. So I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras, so it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our half-hour break, and that was William Vitalis singing the beautiful song, Water. How I love that song. I thought it was perfect for tonight's show. On September 24th, Mars moves into Scorpio. Mars was the original ruler of Scorpio and brings in anger and passion. This is about where does the power lay, the individual or the state? Mars squares Pluto and brings in some dynamic power struggles. This can bring in some important changes in leadership. Venus is now squaring Uranus as well, and that covers money and banking. While Scorpio rules the eighth house, that's the house of other people's money, banks, insurance, taxes, as well as sex and death. There will be big changes around currency worldwide between now and the end of April. Big changes. Our entire financial system is being affected right now in a bigger way than any of us can ever imagine. It's going to change our financial systems all around the world. We will be going through some really rough financial turbulence for the rest of this year, right up until the February reset of 2026. We have a long-running trine between Uranus and Pluto. This is a rare air trine configuration, and the planets will conjoin 5 times, not the usual 3 times, between now and 2027. This completes the transit, the end of 2027. We have a beautiful, creative, regenerating aspect for humanity happening, too. This energy is very unique. It's never been on the planet before that we can find recorded. And the Virgo solar eclipse is activating all of this. Despite the outer turbulence mentioned, it's all incredibly powerful. I can't say that enough. New ideas around technology, around healing solutions are coming. We have new understandings abound. Through the cosmic networks, we have all kinds of new discoveries. It's all really very beautiful. I've explained to you before that the real focus of all this eclipse energy and the Saturn-Neptune conjunction next February is making real the dream. Neptune stays at 0 degrees Aries until October 22nd. Then it retrogrades and it comes back to that point in February of 2026. Try to really get into this energy. You cannot have a greater opportunity in your life. This is the creative degree. Imagine what you would like to manifest and then make it real. Take realistic steps towards your goal as the old world dissolves. Saturn in Pisces dissolves old structures. With the Virgo influence, you will need to be practical. How are you going to signal to the universe what you're asking to manifest, to make real the dream that may, up until now, have been unthinkable? Do you want to move to a tropical island? Do you want to change your career in a radical way? Do you want to change your whole social network? The most important thing right now is to go inward. I've said that to you time and time and time again. Meditate, do your breath work, and go inward with all of this fabulous new energy. Work on creating your spiritual harmony to carry you through this time. Meditate. Candle work, scrying, yoga, tai chi, higher vibration music, whatever you need to do for you. Try to create a physiological harmony because that creates heart coherence, which ripples through every cell in your body while lifting you up to a higher frequency to the high levels of the 10th chakra, which is the spiritual heart center. This is incredibly positive, and it enlivens every cell of your body by doing all these exercises. It enlivens the spiritual heart center. It aligns your health. It joins and amplifies your heart center with a circle of light. This is what lights you up. Also, being in nature, bare feet on the grass, caring for an animal or a pet, this is very important for moving forward right now. How do you tap into this energy? How do you make your reality more harmonious? By creating a more harmonious inner state. And you create an inner harmonious state. You automatically create an outer harmonious state. Through helping yourself stay in balance, you become a much greater service to others. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of tonight's show. I'll be back next week with more teaching, more meditations, and more things that you can do to stay in balance. I've just finished my 11th book. I'm putting it together for publication, and it should be ready before the end of the year. The name of the book is Mysteries Revealed, Beyond Mortal Boundaries, and it discusses how you tap into all this energy, and it shows you the life process from the center of the soul. It felt so good to write it. I really enjoyed working it out for you. We still have our music, Moonlight on My Window, and your meditation. And of course, we always end with Richard Shulman. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight, we have a meditation to the new moon. And this meditation can be used for any new moon throughout the year. So, let's begin. I invoke the spirit within me to rise with the flames of my soul. I shed the skin that no longer fits me and bear the armor of my truth. I am closing the door on events that no longer have a hold on me. I release the ties with people who have taught me all they could and send them on their way with love. I stand strong and renewed in the shadow of the new moon. I release the ties with people who have taught me all they could and send them on their way with love. I stand strong and renewed in the shadow of the new moon. I release the ties with people who have taught me all they could and send them on their way with love. I stand strong and renewed in the shadow of the new moon. I release the ties with people who have taught me all they could and send them on their way with love. I stand strong and renewed in the shadow of the new moon. I release the ties with people who have taught me all they could and send them on their way with love. I stand strong and renewed in the shadow of the new moon. I accept the new ascension energy of plasma from the center of our galaxy and the universe within my heart, body, and soul.